The enormity of Granton Castle made it nearly impossible to heat well in winter, so even when Avarella went inside, she felt no warmth until she reached her chambers. She quickly closed the door behind her and walked straight toward the fireplace, grateful for its heat. She removed mittens stained purple from the harvest, then both sets of gloves she had worn beneath. Her fingers were red and she stretched them toward the fire. The door to her chambers opened and her sister, Gypsum, slipped inside, a thick grey shawl tucked around her shoulders. The neutral colour only enhanced Gypsum's golden curls and the natural flush of her baby pink cheeks.
"Have fun, did you?"
she asked. Avarella wiggled her stiff hands above the flames. "Worth every frostbitten finger."
"You're mad, you know."
Gypsum came to stand beside her, pursing her full lips. The elder of her little sisters at 12 already stood eye to eye with Avarella. The girl was a true beauty. All four of Avarella's little sisters were the loveliest young ladies in all Aretz, next to their cousin Tara, of course. Avarella, however, pale with thin dark hair, looked nothing like them. The only thing she had in her favour was the title she would one day inherit from her mother.
"It was a bountiful harvest," Avarella said. "One of the best we have seen in years."
And if that did not impress Gypsum,
"It will bring in a great deal of money."
"Mother will be pleased by that outcome."
"Indeed she will."
Avarella rubbed her hands together. They were still icy cold, but starting to tingle, which was a good sign. She would thaw soon enough. The door burst open and both girls turned. Sierra rushed inside, wide-eyed, her braided brown hair frizzing outward like that of a stray cat caught unaware. In her dash, she left the door gaping behind her.
"Sierra, the heat!"
Gypsum ran and closed the door.
"Sorry!"
Sierra gasped in a breath and extended a piece of parchment toward Avarella, shook it.
"I found this nailed to the door of the temple. Read it, quickly!"
Though Avarella's still cold fingers protested, she managed to take hold of the parchment. A sense of foreboding crept through her as she angled it toward the hearth for an extra bit of light and read. "I hereby announce the forthcoming marriage between Prince Gaidon Hadar of Sitna and Lady Avarella Amal of Carmine. This is the first public notice. If anyone knows of any just cause or impediment why these two persons should not be joined together in holy matrimony, you are to declare it. Signed, Chora Tali." Avarella reeled. Heat shot through her, dispelling the remaining fatigue from her nocturnal labour.
"The nerve of that man! Does he honestly think this will work?"
Gypsum tugged the parchment away and read it while Avarella paced before the hearth.
"I thought it strange too, my lady," Sierra said. "I mean, men do this often enough, but I would think a prince would come himself or at the very least send an envoy."
Avarella gestured to the parchment.
"What men propose this way?"
"Lots," Sierra said. "They hang an engagement announcement on the door of the local temple. As long as no one complains, they can marry the girl." Avarella found this unsurprising, but that it could happen to her, the daughter of a duchess.
"That's rather unromantic," Gypsum said.
"There is little romance in most marriages," Sierra said.
"Sometimes a girl doesn't even meet her groom before she takes her vows. The parents work it all out."
Avarella sank onto the armchair near the hearth.
"I cannot imagine anything more dreadful."
"You've led a singular life, my lady," Sierra says. "For most of us, if a husband and wife are lucky, they'll at least become friends during their marriage."
"Well, I do hope if Jonal gets the urge to marry, he will ask you himself," Avarella said, speaking of the young guardsman courting Sierra.
Sierra grinned and fingered her apron.
"I hope so too." "Vrella, I'm confused," Gypsum said, still frowning at the announcement. "I thought the king already asked you to marry him."
Avarella wrung her hands and grimaced.
"Not officially. Lord Nathak broached the subject with Mother last spring, and Gaidon has hinted on several occasions, declared it to some while I have been close enough to hear him. I had hoped that my personal rebuffs would have been enough to dissuade him by now, but apparently not.